Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Over 2,000 years ago, the Gospel of Luke records in the second chapter that the skies, the evening night, was filled with a multitude of angels, and they were announcing a message that Emmanuel was born, that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." They were declaring the momentous, the most significant, well, it's hard to say. Jesus, he couldn't have died if he hadn't been born. It was the beginning of an incredible intervention of God into the lives and the history of mankind. Jesus was the promised Savior, going way back to Genesis when the Lord spoke to Adam and Eve, and he spoke to the serpent, Satan. He said a seed would come that would crush the head of the serpent. His heel would be bruised, which indeed it was, but He was the promised redemption that was going to bring restoration of mankind back to the Lord. Whomsoever would receive the forgiveness of sin, because sin had occurred, there had to be death, and there was none perfect. So Jesus, the Son of God, was willing, the perfect man, to lay down his life out of love for his creation. And so when they said goodwill toward men, they were announcing that there would be an amazing transformation. The pleasure of God, the love of God, was going to be manifested in the lives of every individual who would receive Jesus as Savior. That's what Jesus, Yeshua, means. It's salvation. And during his incarnation in human flesh, Jesus took on himself every battle, every trial, every temptation that you and I face, beloved. He was a man of like passion as we are. He was created. His physical body was just like ours. Yet, because he was the Son of God, because sin did not dwell in him, because Satan had no part in him, he never sinned. He was tested, he was tried, he faced every situation that we could possibly face, yet he was never defeated. He was all man, and yet our minds can't comprehend it, but he was very God. He laid down the privilege of divinity to walk as a man, obedient to the Father's will. He was God's Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. He was the atonement prefigured in the Passover Lamb observed in Egypt. This is the God that we serve. And as he began his public ministry, we see that he never lost a battle. He never suffered defeat. He took authority over demon spirits. He rebuked them. He delivered those who were possessed of demons, oppressed by the devil. He preached the good news of the gospel. We find in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 7, 8, and 9, John writes, "Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared or was manifest, was to destroy the devil's work. For this, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, as long as we are alive in this earthly body, we will sin, but we have an advocate with the Father. This scripture is talking about those who delight in sin, who do not want to turn from wickedness, who delight walking in iniquity, who reject the wonderful gift of salvation. And did you know that our Heavenly Father, he had perfection in that firstborn son, if you will, Jesus, who's the first fruits, if you will, of the Father's heavenly family. But he is waiting for the fullness of his son, Jesus Christ, to be manifested in us. And so I'd like to talk just for a few moments about the privilege that we have. Privilege and also the responsibility to enter into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. That's our divine destiny, as I've shared in previous broadcasts this week. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, we can resist Satan and see him flee from us. If we're submitted to God, we can resist the devil and he will flee from us. As we look around today, there are so many that are ill-equipped to handle the increasingly heavy load and pressures of life that we're living in this 21st century. And millions of Christians are either looking back to the past of Christianity, longing for the power that the early church had, or perhaps they're looking to the future, relegating their experience to something other than here in the present. We know there'll be no sin, there'll be no pain, there'll be no sorrow in heaven. But beloved, while that can be our comfort and joy, that Jesus is going to come back to complete our redemption, we need to understand we are to redeem the time, and God wants us to make the most of every opportunity we have in our day-to-day lives. The reason you're still here, the reason I'm still here, is that God is not finished with us yet. Only He knows the time when He will call us to Himself. But until that time, we're to be busy about the Master's business. We are to fulfill and accomplish those good works that He has beforehand preordained that we should walk in. And so, beloved, what do? We must seek God every day in prayer, in desiring to please Him. And the Lord is moving ever so gently with us. He's not a harsh taskmaster. He's long-suffering. He's forgiving. He's understanding. He's calling you and me. He's wooing us. He's leading us. He's encouraging us to move up just a little higher, just a little deeper, if you will, into a more glorious relationship with our Father, with Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Ever so gently, ever so softly, the Holy Spirit is calling us to re-examine where we are in Christ right now. We are moving toward that fulfillment, beloved. We have such great potential as the children of God, but we have to understand our approach to God, this transformation that is occurring, has to be God-centered rather than man-centered. We can't focus on ourselves. He who began that good work in us is going to be faithful to complete it. You know, the world is looking for answers, and there are many teachers out there, positive thinking teachers, if you will, or those who are into, you know, achieving success and fulfilling our potential, if you will. They use certain approaches, certain techniques, if you will, to reach people. They emphasize the amazing potential that is within the individual. And theirs is a constant encouragement for the individual to be positive, to tap that energy source within them. And by doing that, they can achieve great success, victories, happiness, prosperity, peace of mind, etc., etc. And they perhaps achieve some measure of success because, you know, when you examine it, they're really based on biblical principles. But the only real victory, the only real transformation doesn't come by positive thinking or positive affirmation. It comes by being changed and transformed by the power of the living God, by the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And what the Father desires for your life and my life is for us to know Him in such an intimate way that the joy of living our everyday lives becomes a possibility by His life manifested in us. And there are many today, hallelujah, that are discovering this glorious secret of living and walking and abiding in Jesus, that we are, He's the vine and we are the branches, and that is bringing us closer and closer to that full stature that can be attained. People are beginning to cry out to the Lord for a spiritual awakening. We are awakening, beloved, to the work of the Holy Spirit as He quickens our lives. And that participation, that joint love relationship, is the working of the Holy Spirit, which is certainly more than going one day a week to church. And He is bringing us into that place. Every yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Well, beloved, my time is gone, and we're going to continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. And should you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address where I can give back to you in scripture or prophetically whatever God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. I love you, my UCM family, my radio family. I pray for you every day. I thank God for the privilege of sharing these moments with you. And until tomorrow, this is my prayer, that you will grow in the grace of God. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.